Spice is being promoted as the new legal marijuana.
That's Caitlin Zack, a program manager at the Idaho Office of Drug Policy. Zack has been researching the latest recreational drug known as Spice.
It is a incense-like substance. People are buying it for the purpose of smoking it. Usually you get a marijuana-like high when you smoke it.
Usually, but not always. Here's the history. Researchers were studying the compounds in marijuana called cannabinoids. They published instructions on how to make synthetic versions of the compound. Marijuana users got wind of it and started producing the chemical in Europe, spraying it on dried flowers, herbs, and tobacco. Users smoke it, hoping for a pot-like high. But it doesn't always react the way marijuana does. Zach says Spice is sending users into emergency rooms with some scary symptoms.
Loss of consciousness, high blood pressure, increased heart rate, seizures. Some are having really intense hallucinations and delusions.
Spice showed up in Europe in 2004, and more than a dozen countries have banned its use. It began showing up in the U.S. in 2008, and it's made its way to Idaho.
I'm receiving emails daily of somebody standing on a street corner that says Spice $10.
Sharon Burke is the acting administrator at the Idaho Office of Drug Policy.
There's really no regulation, so it can literally be poison to somebody that's stopping on a street corner to buy from somebody. And that's a real concern.
Spice isn't regulated because it's legal in most states, including Idaho. It's sold as incense, and anyone of any age can buy it.
The only reason it's legal is because it's labeled not for human consumption. The expectation would be it's an incense. It's really not legal to be smoked.
But that's exactly what people are doing. And Burke says there's no way to know exactly what's in it or what it will do to you.
It is truly, truly a poisonous substance.
Spice is sold under a variety of names, including K2, Genie, Ultra, Summit, Blonde, Yucatan Gold, and Bombay Blue. It's sold in tobacco and incense shops and online. Burke says there's growing concern in Idaho about Spice, its effects, and its increasing popularity. Caitlin Zack says, for now, it's up to parents to police their kids.
Looking out for either, you know, small plastic packages, 1 to 3 grams, that maybe look sometimes like oregano or herbal-like substance. It also has seen that it's caused increased agitation.
Spice is easy to access and relatively cheap. One online website sells 3 grams for $29.95. Meanwhile, as state officials become educated on the subject, the Idaho Hospital Association is surveying emergency rooms to try and track the prevalence of Spice in the Gem State. For Boise State Public Radio, I'm Samantha Wright.